This past Wednesday, local environmental groups hosted a bus tour like no other. The theme was environmental justice, and it involved stops in unincorporated communities like Matheny Tract and East Arosi, where residents have been struggling to access clean drinking water and reduce exposure to harmful pesticides. The tour attracted more than a dozen regulators and bureaucrats from Tulare County and Sacramento, including Jared Blumenfeld, Secretary of the California EPA. FM89's Carrie Klein caught up with Blumenfeld on the bus.
The environmental justice movement has evolved significantly in the last 15 years. I probably have been on maybe 25, 30 tours, and I always love them because you get to see the issues from the perspectives of the people on the ground. And I think we lost some of that in the environmental movement. I mean, if you think about the 1960s that led to the kind of modern environmental era, it was engagement by everyday people. And then we kind of seeded that. Some of it went to environmental regulators and large environmental groups. And what you see in the valley, especially in the San Joaquin Valley here, is just people are affected every single day by the environment and are kind of sick and tired of not being listened to. And they, you know, become lawyers, they become doctors, they become increasingly engaged in advocacy. And so to watch that evolution of empowerment is really great, because if you think about our country, you know, you can really determine health outcomes and environmental consequences by people's zip code. So some zip codes, and you know, have a life expectancy of that you'd expect in Scandinavia, and others have the life expectancy that you'd see in Afghanistan. And we kind of at ground zero right here of people that have been given a raw deal because they didn't have the political power and leverage. So when a water system was being built, they were like, should we send it out to this small community of East Arosi? No, we've not really heard from them. They don't have any political clout. And so seeing that change is really empowering. And these tours are awesome. Like, what better way to understand the issues that people face than being on a bus?
And is the environmental justice movement, especially like having this kind of interactive tour, is this unique to California or to this part of the state, or is this really kind of a common thing throughout the country?
So environmental groups in California, I think, in many cases are slightly ahead of the curve in that they've been really well organized. There's, you know, a lot of commonality of interest. They work together, they advocate together, and they've gained power together. And I think it's forced regulators, legislators, and others to the table. So you might have a tour like this in Louisiana or Texas or, you know, other environmental justice impacted communities. You're unlikely to have the ag commissioner that we have here, or, you know, the local board of supervisor member, or a state regulator. And so it's the ability to have an inclusive discussion where it isn't us versus them, but everyone trying to solve the problems together.
Right, and I think that's actually very palpable here, that everyone is getting along, which you don't always see. I mean, is this a good opportunity for a discussion and for learning? You know, what do you get out of a trip like this?
Too many times, environmental regulators just sit in their offices and they don't get a sense of what's happening. So I'm really fascinated to learn firsthand what are the issues. We in California often pat ourselves on the back and I think have a reputation of being very green, and by and large that's true, but there's huge swaths of the state that have been left behind, and this governor in particular lobbied on a campaign of inclusiveness of a California for all. And a California for all means that your air quality in Santa Monica should be the same as it is in Arvin or Fresno or somewhere else. And that isn't true. We have great disparity. So while we do have really forward-looking policies, a lot of people have been left behind, continue to feel left behind. And so there are difficult discussions that, you know, we all understand that our goal is to make sure that the folks with the least amount of resources have a dignity and an ability to live in California in the same way that the most wealthy Californians are living. And that really comes to air, water, and land quality. And right here, you know, most people around America, and I'm sure around the rest of the world, would not think that California has by far the worst air quality in the nation, without a doubt. And that more than 10,000 people die a year prematurely just from PM 2.5, that very fine air pollution, particulate matter. So we've got a lot of problems. We need to roll up our sleeves, and this bus tour helps us do that.
And of course, even though this is an opportunity for you all to kind of be on the same page and have those discussions, there is still a bit of an us versus them. And a lot of the conversations that were happening are very much putting, you know, the onus on regulators and Sacramento bureaucrats to do something about a lot of what we're seeing. What are the next steps for you and the folks at Cal EPA, you know, after something like this? What's the follow through?
First of all, you know, I welcome the accountability, and that is a difference between the federal government and state government, is that the people, our constituents, Californians, are right there. They have our phone number. We sit on a bus with them. It's really hard to do that at the federal government level. And so, you know, as we leave the bus tour and go back to Sacramento, we have a to-do list, the last one from Easter Rossi with Rossi, how we force consolidation, how we think about our role at the State Water Board as an administrator. We were really thankful that 2 days ago, this bill that really gives meaning to the human right to water and provides for safe and affordable drinking water for all Californians was passed. So we will have $130 million after the governor signs it to start doing the work and prioritizing it. And that really is a big opportunity for things like economic development. You know, if we're spending $130 million a year in this community and others, we need to make sure that local people benefit from it. We need to look at new technologies. No one would be building for these rural communities a small gas-fired power plant. They put solar panels on every roof, and yet we're still looking at old technology. So as we go back to Sacramento, this is impactful. It helps us reprioritize and understand the real complexity that we exist in when it comes to environmental regulations. And our job, I think, is to make it a little easier, a little more transparent, for people to engage with us and get the solutions that have been way too long in the making.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of the environmental groups and advocates, you know, many of whom are here, many of them who are you know, still out there in the community right now, I mean, they are skeptical that there will be a follow-through after this. I mean, especially because I think it didn't escape the notice of at least some people that, you know, you were on your phone for at least part of the tour today, either on the bus or when some of the other people were speaking. So how do you kind of assure them, or what do you do to demonstrate that, you know, this is going to have an impact?
So, yeah, it's super important to have that follow through. And I think what you see, so it's not just me on the bus, there's probably 10 staff from our agencies, and the goal is really to have a dialogue and a relationship with the community, and for them to know who to call when something happens. And sometimes that's a local supervisor who's on the bus with us. Sometimes that's me, but really it's about setting milestones and a pathway to getting things done. And I think the state actually does have, you know, in the last administration with Jerry Brown, and this administration, all the way back to the Schwarzenegger administration, there has been an increased receptivity and relationship between environmental justice communities and the state. And we have a long way to go. And we are committed to understanding where to go based on how the community wants to help design that path together.
Great. Well, Jared Blumenfeld, Director of California EPA, thanks so much.
Thank you.